Yeah, good to see everybody. What do you got? Yeah, you know, I've thought about it, and, you know, I assumed that question was going to happen, but I think it's an opportunity to one, just, you know, give a shout-out to Marlon and the things that he's done, you know, for our defense and our team. I mean, you're talking about a guy that has been here in the offseason, has taken on a leadership role. He's out there every day. He practices extremely hard. He practices the right way. And, you know, he's a teach tape every practice. So, you know, obviously, you know, we'll see the length of time that he's going to miss. We'll miss him absolutely, but you know, we do have good players in our back end, and you know, the expectation is to come in and to produce and execute and play the way that we play. So we'll take it one day at a time. I'm sure, you know, there'll be pieces moving from between now and you know, when we get kicked off, and see where we're at. But I think right now we're just trying to figure out where to put all the spots, and I think it'll come into clearer focus as the season approaches. Yeah, we have, you know, and with Kyle, it's a function of, you know, how much we want to move him around on a per play basis. You know, it's not easy going from one position to another. If you can package it to make it a little cleaner with, you know, and someone, whoever fills in for his role, if and when we do move him, you know, that's something else that we're considering as well. So it's not just Kyle that we're considering when we talk about moving him.
Seen a lot of Ardarius Washington at the nickel this summer. How do you think he's handled that? Just his overall
development. Yeah, Ardarius has done a great job. I think you really felt him in the game. He plays extremely fast. He plays decisive. You know, he's not the biggest DB of all time, but he throws his body around, and he doesn't play little. You know, he plays like a big player. So I give him credit for that. He's a tough player, and you know, he's a lot more consistent this year. And I'd say that this time last year, I think he'd tell you the same thing. So I'm pleased with AD's progress for sure. Yeah, I think Keith's had a great camp. You know, I think you could put him in the Ardarius conversation of just being more consistent. I think he's playing more confidently, especially in his man-to-man techniques. But he's a guy that, you know, he's been in a few places. He's been a great special teams player. And, you know, I'm sure that he'd tell you that he's excited about having an opportunity to expand his role on defense. So, you know, if and when his opportunity comes, you know, I expect him to be out there making plays just like everybody else.
Like, maybe the silver lining with the cornerback depth is you have two really good safeties and Marcus and Kyle. How confident are you in those guys that pick up the slack and go in the season shorthanded at cornerback end?
Yeah, I mean, I would say I'm extremely confident for them to go in and play really good football. I wouldn't say they got to pick up any slack. You know, I just... you start trying to do things outside of what we're asking you to do within the scheme. I think that's when you get holes and seams that you're not trying to create. So they're doing a great job. They've both had great camps and have a lot of confidence in those guys. But I think it's going to be exciting to watch them on the game. But the expectation is not to do anything extra, but just do their job.
With David Ajabo having a full camp with them this year, what has kind of stood out to you in kind of him coming back from that injury?
Well, I mean, like to your point, James, this is first camp. I mean, he really is a rookie. I mean, in really almost every matter of the word. So we're preaching consistency, just like we did with Adafe last year, and focusing on day-to-day routine. Okay, the process, taking it snap by snap. No high, no, don't get too high, don't get too low. It's a long season, and we want him out there, you know, for the long haul. So. You know, the expectation is that he's going to be able to produce for us, you know, consistently. So that's the message that we're trying to get towards him, and I think he's accepting it. And you know, I'd say for being a rookie, it's a good first good camp. You know.
Where's Adafe made his biggest strides this season?
Yeah, I would just piggyback on my answer there. I think you do see a daily focus from him on what we're asking him to do within the defense. I'd say his rush is a lot more decisive. I think you see a more consistent plan on a down-in and down-out basis. And, you know, the message to him is, you know, I told him the other day is, you know, can you do it for 55 plays? Can you do it for 60 plays? That's a challenge. And I think he's taken that on head-on, so I'm proud of his approach there and his mentality. But we'll see. That's the next step for him.
Well, you've been talking more generalities rather than anybody specific, but
but given the date and what you guys have ahead, how difficult is it at this stage to incorporate players and to have to get them ready to play a major role? And while you're evaluating, you're trying to make roster decisions at the same time.
Yeah, well, it's the hand that we've been dealt. So, you know, we got to take it on head on, and we're rolling. You know, I mean, that's if you have a different approach, then, you know, all you're doing is just wasting time. But to your point, you know, there's certain things that we wanted to get to at this point if you would have considered everyone was available, you know. So you got to kind of put your ego aside and table those things. And for certain guys, based on where their development is, you know, you have to evaluate that. And, you know, now you're looking at, hey, let's make sure we're doing all the stuff and everybody's on the same page. We'll get to the stuff that we want to get to in time when it's the correct time. But right now, time is to get everybody rolling up to speed for sure.